Conference muted.
Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Program. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I'm so excited that you're with me. This is the inaugural call of the program. We're launching the program today. You should have received an email earlier today that included the notes for today's call. I will be posting the notes out in the group a little bit later as well, so you'll be able to get access to the notes there. It's just a few short ideas about what we'll be covering on the call today. I do encourage you to come to these calls live if you are able and take notes. And each of these calls, the way I do training is you're not going to be able to learn everything possible around a topic. What you want to do is you want to come to these calls and look for the one, two, or three ideas that you could take and then implement in the next week. And it could be that there's so many ideas you're not able to pick one to implement. Sometimes it's just increasing your level of knowledge around the topic and then taking action over time. We're going to get into our topic for the call today in a few minutes. Today we're going to be talking about social media prospecting, which is how to find customers on social media. And we'll be talking about different sites like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other sites that you can use that will help you to be able to get into action to build your business. And as we go through the program, first of all, the way the calls are structured is they include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. So that means I'm responsible for delivering 30 minutes of content, the first 30 minutes, and then during the rest of the time, you're responsible for participating, sharing ideas and information, and asking questions. And then as you ask questions, then I may be able to respond and add some additional information. I might share a few other tips that come to mind as we go through that 30 minutes of Q&A. Now, while you're on the call, you have an opportunity to participate live and interact with me, and the way to do that is to join us in our Facebook group. There's a special Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. I included the link in the email I sent out earlier today, and so two things related to that. Number one, it's a secret group, which means like you can't just go out there and click and see it. When you go to the page, you'll probably get an error message. You can only be added to the group by me. And in order for me to add you to the group, that means we need to be friends on Facebook. So if you need to add me as a friend first so I can add you to the group, then the way to do that is to click on the link in the email. That would be for facebook.com/RickSCooper, and then go ahead and click on the link to add me as a friend. So somebody who just took action on this is Joy Cotrill, who's on the call with us today. And so I see where Joy submitted a friend request. I'm going to go ahead and click to confirm request. And so now I'm added as a friend, or she's added as friends with me, and now I'll be able to go in and add her in the group. Sometimes there's a little bit of lag time when you submit yourself as a or add a person as a friend before they can add you to a group. So on the call today, I should be able to do that, so you'll be able to get into the group. I'll let you know when that goes through, Joy. And I'm just popping out there to the Facebook page to see who's posting there. And so the way we're going to do this is we've got a number of people on the call today. We're going to set a goal for the number of comments on the call. We're going to start off kind of low. We'll start off at 40 comments. And so as you're listening, I want you to share your takeaways. A takeaway is a golden nugget, or it's an idea that you hear that you find value in, and then you share it out in the Facebook group. The benefit of that is it's going to create shared learning, because this is a place where you can go back to afterwards and review the comments from everyone else. The other thing is I want to encourage you to go through and like what everybody else is posting, and that creates interaction back and forth between everyone. And so let's set a goal for each one of the posts out there to have three likes on them. So we're going to keep it real nice and simple and easy today. This will get you more active in participating in the group. Now, a couple quick announcements. One, I want to remind you that one of the benefits of the program, of the Sales Technology Training Program, is that you get access to participate in a series of live webinars. And I love this format of just talking on a conference call and sharing information with you. One of the disadvantages, of course, is there's no visual component, so you can hear it, but you can't see anything. So you kind of have to picture with your mind. Well, I'm doing a live webinar series, and that's one of the benefits of this program, and the topic is on social media marketing. So there are going to be four webinars. It starts in March. The dates are March 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. The webinars will be on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific. That's 5 p.m. Eastern. Each webinar will include 45 minutes of content and 15 minutes of Q&A. I included the link to register for that webinar in the email I sent out earlier today. You should have gotten a confirmation email sometime between the date you registered and between today. There might have been a little lag time. I was having to do some of them manually and implementing as I launched the program here. And so you'll find the link in there to register. I'll also add that link out as an event in the Facebook group. So you'll get a little notification through Facebook saying, hey, there's a social media marketing webinar series, and you can click there, and it'll have the link where you can register as well. So I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible for you to be able to get access to and participate in the group. And I'm just going to check real quick here, make sure I can add Joy to the group. Yep, so Joy is popping up. And I just added you to the group, Joy, so you are now a member. I see two more. So I will work on adding you, both Rial Cook and then also Judy Flannery. I'll get you added to the group as well as we get started. But I want to get our content going, so let's go ahead and dive right into the topic for today. Oh, one more thing before we go, or before we get started, is I wanted to let you know there's a membership page where I'm going to be putting the audio recordings from the call. So each one of the calls will be recorded. They'll be available online as an MP3 file. You can download those MP3 files to your computer, and you can play it on your computer. And I included the link to the membership page. If you go there right now, there's nothing. It just says this is the future home of where the audio recordings will be. Since this is a new program, all the modules are new. You'll get one module per week, and you can listen in live or listen to the recording. So as we go through the 12 weeks, or the 12 modules, I'll put the audio recordings up each week. And then at the end of the 12 weeks, we'll start back over with the 12 modules again. And so I encourage you to participate again. Each time I cycle through the 12 modules, I'll go through the content and look for ways to optimize and improve the content. So when you come back and listen in again, you might hear some different ideas. I'll be making improvements as we go through the content. Okay. Our topic today, our module, module number one, is on social media prospecting. So I want to talk to you about a mindset around using social media to reach potential customers, communicate with them, and develop relationships. So the first idea I want to talk to you about is who to approach. So who do you want to approach on social media? Well, I think, of course, you want to start with finding customers and clients. So you want to have a clear idea of who your ideal customers and clients are. Who do you serve? You might serve a couple different customer groups. What I'd recommend is get really clear about who you want to reach. Oftentimes I'll recommend to clients that they create a series or a set of three different customer groups. And I'll give you an example here. So one of my ideal customer groups are coaches, speakers, trainers, and consultants. So that will be one customer group to me. Another customer group might be network marketers. And how I market to each one of those groups may be different. I might reach them in different ways. On social media, there might be specific groups that would allow me to reach, say, coaches, another group that might allow me to reach network marketers. So getting clear about who your ideal customers or clients are is going to help you to be able to improve your social media marketing. In your social media prospecting. Another group of people to reach are joint venture partners. Do you have any joint venture partners? If you're not doing any joint ventures right now, then you might want to think about doing it. It's a great way to develop relationships. It's a great way to reach new people. So I want to pause for a moment and ask you a question, and I want you to post a message out in the Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. So what I'd like you to do is just take a moment, go out there and post, and let me know who your ideal clients are, who your ideal customers are, who are you trying to reach. If you're in network marketing, maybe it's who are your business builders. What are their characteristics? You might want to think about demographics like age, gender, profession. There are a number of different factors that might be involved. Who else might you want to reach? Well, I think in addition to joint venture partners, you can also include referral partners. And that could be a little bit different. So, for instance, if you're, say, in the real estate business, then maybe a mortgage broker might be a good referral partner. So you're not necessarily doing joint ventures with them, but you are exchanging referrals. You're developing relationships and passing people off one to another. So think about who you can reach in terms of referral partners. And here's the thing. When you're prospecting for people, you want to start with not only who you want to reach that's new, but you also want to reach the people that you already know. So let me give you an example here. Do you ever go to networking events? See, a lot of people are going out to networking events in their local area on a regular basis. Are you taking the time to follow up and add them on social media? So let me give you a couple tips here. So there are multiple social media sites that are out there. Three of my favorite sites are Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And each site's a little bit different. Oftentimes, it's easiest to find people on Twitter sometimes. Twitter has a good search where you can go in, go into Twitter. In the upper left corner, there's a button that says Discover. Click on that. And there's a button that says Who to Follow. Click on that. And then you can type in somebody's name, and it will pull up their Twitter ID. So oftentimes, I'll go out there and look for people. You can also Google people. So you can go out to Google, type in their name. Sometimes that will lead you to their website. And most companies will put their social media links out on there. Now remember, you're interested in connecting with individuals. So if you go to a company and they've got company links, that's only going to really lead you to their company, like their Facebook page or Twitter account for the business. You want to develop relationships with individuals. You want to get their own social media links. Sometimes people put their social media links on their business cards. See, all this information is available. You want to take advantage of it. You want to be systematic in your marketing. And part of being systematic in your marketing is growing your network. It's finding people. It's developing relationships. One of the reasons that you want to build your network is that one person leads to another. One person leads to another. So each person that you connect with is going to lead you to somebody else. And more than likely, a lot of people. A lot of people have pretty large networks. So think about what you can do to be able to reach more people and grow your network. And you might want to just check in with yourself. Do you have any goals around how large you want your social media network to be? For instance, on my Facebook business page, which is at facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes, I have about 1,200 likes. It's about like 1,271, somewhere in that range. So think about that. Think about what you want in terms of how many likes you want to have on your page. How many friends do you have on Facebook? I have about 3,800 friends on Facebook right now, and it's growing all the time. And I have specific strategies that I implement that allow me to be able to grow my network. I'm doing things actively to encourage people to connect with me. So you want to find ways that will encourage people to connect with you as well. Now, when should you approach people? When should you approach them? Well, first of all, what is an approach? Well, an approach is just simply where you're making contact with people. And so there's a number of different ways that you can approach people, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But some good times of day to reach people are midday. Oftentimes in the morning, people are like getting into their day. They're not really into social media yet. So you might get a response from people, but then again, you might not. And really, I won't say any time is a good time, but you want to find the best times for you based on who you're trying to reach. So midday might be a good time because it might be around lunchtime or something like that. And remember, people are in different time zones, and it's not that you have to be very specific or planned out in terms of when you want to reach people, but I think if you can get clear about who you're trying to reach and when are the best times for them, then you'll have a better result ultimately of being able to reach them. Another great time is in the evenings. In the evenings. Surprisingly, there are a lot of people that do more social media networking in the evenings. For whatever reason, they get through their day and it's evening time and now they're looking to network with people. They're looking to connect with people. So if you're taking action and reaching out and communicating, then it's going to allow you to build your network. It's going to be able to allow you to reach more people on a consistent basis. Now, one caution is it might not be a good time to reach people on weekends. And it depends on the person. Some people are active on weekends from a business standpoint, and so they might be a good person to reach out and connect with. Other people kind of keep their weekends, you know, sacred. You know, they don't want to, you know, do business or other things. So you don't necessarily know who it is. I'm not saying don't, you know, contact people on weekends because it could be in your business. You know, for some people, they might have a job full-time, and then they have a business that they work on nights and weekends. So it might be that weekends are one of your biggest time slots to be able to reach people. So I think you kind of have to work with, you know, what you have and, you know, make some adjustments as you go. Obviously, another time that probably wouldn't be a good time to approach people is in the middle of the night. A lot of people do have social media, their social media networks set up through their mobile device. And some people don't turn off their mobile devices at night. You don't want to be the person that sends the Facebook message to them that causes, that wakes them up in the middle of the night. That's probably not going to create a good experience and make them want to work with you. And I'm going to pop out into the Facebook page real quick and just see who's posting out there, see where we stand. It looks like we're at about 26 posts right now. So great job for getting out there and posting. And I'll go through and read comments a little bit later, but I see we've got a lot of comments about people sharing ideas around social media, sharing some of the takeaways. Folks are also sharing who their ideal clients are. And also I added, in addition to Joy, I added Judy Flannery and also Rial Cook to the group. So you should be able to get access to the group now. If you've just joined us on the call and you're trying to get out to the Facebook group and you're not able to get in there, it may be because we're not friends on Facebook yet. So I included a link in the email I sent out earlier today, and you can click that and click on the link where it has facebook.com/RickSCooper, and then add me as a friend. I'll see that. I can add you, and then I can add you into the group. So how should you approach people? What are the different ways to do that? Well, first of all, from a social media standpoint, you have to realize that a lot of people are out there simply to network. They just want to develop relationships. They want to connect with people, and they want to connect with friends. And so if you come on too strong too soon, then it could turn them off. That might cause somebody to unfriend you or even block you on Facebook. And keep in mind here, there are multiple social media networks. So you've got Twitter, you have LinkedIn, you have YouTube. There are other sites like Pinterest and Instagram. So there's all sorts of sites that are out there where you can connect and reach people. So let's talk about LinkedIn for a moment. So on LinkedIn, one of the primary ways that you would reach people is by sending them a private message. And so there's an email capability within LinkedIn. You don't have to know their email address. You can go in, select a person, send a message to them, and that message will go to them through LinkedIn, and it will also go out to them through email. So if you're sending a message like that, then you want to think about, you know, why you're contacting them, what you're asking them to do, or what actions you want them to take. And again, you know, it's not going to be a thing where you're just automatically promoting your business. What I would suggest is on LinkedIn, it might be a good idea to reach out and essentially lead toward a phone call. That's ultimately where you want to be in order to be able to prospect someone or talk to someone about a joint venture relationship. Sometimes you get really long messages from people on LinkedIn. They want to give me their, you know, whole business history and you know, just giving too many details. And you're usually going to be better off by taking a step-by-step sequential process over time. Most people don't do this because they're not that organized. And so I want to encourage you to be organized. So let me share a simple tip that would allow you to be more organized in your prospecting activities. And you can use a simple tool, for instance, like a spreadsheet. So you can set up a spreadsheet. You can add in the name of the person that you want to contact. You can add, for instance, their Facebook page link out there. And you can add other social media links if you want. And then you can put columns in the spreadsheet to indicate when you've reached out to them, when you've contacted them. And so maybe your step-by-step process is that you have three messages that you want to send out over time. And through LinkedIn, you could use a scripted message. You can use a message that is, you know, the same from one person to the next. But be careful about doing that on Facebook. Facebook doesn't like to see you sending private messages to people on Facebook with the same message over and over. It might consider that spam. And so they might actually block you from being able to send private messages. So you want to be careful about that. I will often work from a template when I'm sending messages, but I usually try to change it up a little bit every time. I try to make each message a little bit different. So you kind of have to be flexible on the fly when crafting those messages. Now, one quick tip on Facebook messages, you don't want to send people really long messages. Sometimes I'll get a 3-paragraph message from people on Facebook. It's just too much information. People, they don't want to read that much information. So my suggestion is keep it short, about 3 to 4 sentences, and always end with a question. Why would you want to end with a question? Because it creates a dialogue. See, part of what you're trying to do through social media is start a conversation back and forth, communicating with people, adding value. And so that's a simple technique that you can use. So let's talk about what to say. What do you say on social media? Well, first of all, you can introduce yourself, but try to go for some common ground. Go for common ground. That's part of building trust and rapport with people. So a great idea would be to start with something that you might have seen them posting on Facebook. So go out to their page, scroll down, see if there's anything you connect with. Maybe it's a quote, maybe it's an idea, maybe it was an event they went to, and then go ahead and send them a private message and reference that. So you're going to do a lot better connecting with them individually if you're talking about them and what they're doing rather than talking about you. That's a great technique. Because here's the thing. It takes about 7 points of contact for people to remember who you are and what you do. So initially when you contact people, they don't even know who you are. They might have heard your name once, but they don't know who you are and what you do. So it's going to take a little while back and forth communicating through social media before they know who you are. Now, if you're following up, if you met them at an event, then it might be that they remember a little bit more details about you. Now, in the social media age, I've heard it takes more like 28 points of contact to really develop a relationship with people. And really, those points of contact are more touches. Every time you click on the like button, that's a touch. Every time you comment on someone's post, that's a touch. Every time you send them a message, that's a touch. So in order to have that many touches over time to develop a relationship, you have to be systematic, which means every single day, or at least every business day, you need to be reaching out and touching a certain number of people. And only you can decide how many people you want to reach. Well, let me give you a tip. Could you set a goal to send 5 private messages a day or even 10 private messages a day? If you could do that, that would be a good start. And so for each one of those conversations that you start, you're going to have a certain number of people that follow up and a certain number of people that just kind of ignore your message. Work with the willing. Follow up with the ones who follow up with you. And then reach out, have a conversation back and forth. And overall, this should integrate into your overall prospecting activities anyway. Maybe you're doing email marketing. Maybe you're doing a direct mail, sending out something in the mail. Maybe you're doing telemarketing, picking up the phone and calling people. So what are some tips in terms of what actions you want to take? What should you do? Well, first of all, you want to have a plan. You need to have a plan on your prospecting activities. And really, your plan needs to be activity-driven. It needs to be activity-driven. And that means it's not so much like from a sales focus, like how many sales am I going to generate from the social media prospecting. It needs to be driven more around how many people that you want to contact. It is a good idea to set some goals in terms of what you might be able to generate in terms of results. But you need to drive it from the activity standpoint, like how many people are you going to reach every single day and how are you going to reach them. Have a list of people. Goes back to the idea that I shared in terms of the spreadsheet. Create a spreadsheet and then work that spreadsheet. Let me give you an advanced tip here. You might want to jot this down in your notes. One of the challenges with Facebook in particular, and even LinkedIn for that matter, is it's tough to really get a sense of who your friends are. Now, if you only have 100 friends or 50 friends, it's not a big deal. You can pretty easily go through your list. I have 3,803 friends on Facebook and probably a couple more as of just this call here. So it would take me a long time to go through and compile it. Every time you go in and look at your friends list on Facebook, they reorder the list, meaning it's in random order every time. So it's kind of difficult to go through unless you were just going to spend, 30 hours at a time just going through and pulling up one after another of your contacts. There's a simple technique that you can use where you can just do this every day over the course of a year to compile it. And the way to do it is you can use birthdays. Every day, people have birthdays on Facebook. And that you can find that on the home page of Facebook over in the right-hand side. What you can do is you can use that as an opportunity then to go get each one of those persons' Facebook page, their personal Facebook page address, copy and paste that into your spreadsheet. So for me, with that many people, 3,803, I usually see about 8 to 10 birthdays a day. I think one day I had like 15 birthdays in one day. So I would just need to be on that every day going out and pulling that list. Now here's another advanced technique. What happens if you have a busy week and then you miss that? Is it gone? Actually, no. If you go into the events page and you click on a specific day, at the bottom of the event lists in Facebook are the list of the birthdays for that day. That's for every day of the year. You could literally go through and just use that as a way to go pull everybody's, name and address off of there. But if you just do this daily, if you go out and, maybe you only have 2 to 3 birthdays a day you have to follow up with, just go add those 2 to 3 names in every single day, put it in your spreadsheet. Ultimately, you could sort it if you want to. Maybe you want to sort it alphabetically. Maybe you want to put city in there so you can sort it geographically. There's all sorts of things you can do. It's just a matter of how much time that it takes to implement it. So you have to prioritize based on what are your most effective activities to get the results that you want. But here's a thought. Even if you don't have a whole lot of time for social media marketing, think about integrating social media into your regular activities. So for instance, do you have a list of people that you need to call tomorrow? Maybe you have 10 people. So what you can do is go out to Facebook, for instance, or LinkedIn, and pull up their profile before you give them a call. Now, you might be one of those people who sits down and you can make 50 calls in an hour or something like that. You just want to be focused and, go for it and do it. And that's great. But maybe there's somebody that it's like, I just want to know a little bit more about this person before I call them. Go out and take a look. See if you can find them. By the way, another technique that you can use is you can gather information about a person into a CRM. We'll be talking about CRMs or customer relationship management systems in another module. But let me share with you that if you use a CRM, for instance, one of the ones you can try out is Zoho, Zoho.com. Zoho has a CRM that's free that you can access. And you can set up your social media links in there. The advantage of that is you can pull up the record right before you make a call, and your links for that person would be directly in the CRM. And then you can simply click and then go out and visit their social media profile, see what's going on in their life, then pick up the phone and call them. Again, it gets back to building trust and rapport. So social media is a tool to help you in your efforts to build trust and rapport with people. All right, in a couple minutes, I'm going to go out to the Facebook group and read some of the posts out there. If you have any questions, now would be a great time to post your questions out in the Facebook group. A couple more tips. Cross-channel communication. Sounds like a complex term. What that means is just mixing your social media communication with email and phone communication. So exactly what I was just talking about a minute ago. Just, use social media as a way to look up information and communicate with people, or it could be through a process of sequential marketing. Sequential marketing is where you're marketing to people over time in a sequence. So, for example, I'll just give you a real simple sequence. Maybe your sequence is, like if you met somebody in a networking event, you come home, you send them an email. So that's the first thing you do. Number 2, you call them the next day. Number 3, you go out and you add them on Facebook. So that will be a three-step process to reach out and communicate. Now remember that you have the ability to send both public and private messages. For some people, you can go out to their Facebook page and you can post a message right on their page. And that message then appears right on their page for everybody to see. Not just you, but also in the person, but also everybody else that goes out to that page. Just beware, that is a public forum. And if you post a message about your business, that could be considered spam. And so either they or somebody else could mark that as spam. So be careful not to do that. If you post a message on somebody else's page, just keep it, friendly. Just, conversation. Just wanted to stop by and say hello, have a great day. That's the kind of message you want to leave. And you can also, of course, comment on posts that they put out there as well. All right, let me go ahead and pop over to the Facebook page and read some of the comments out here. And I think we set our goal at 40. We'll see where we are right now. I think we're probably definitely going to reach that goal. We are at 58. Oh, my goodness. All right, we are definitely up over our goal. So I think I'm going to have to up it to 100 since you guys are just on fire posting out in the group. So great job. We'll set it the goal as 100. And I think we said 3 likes for each one of the posts that's out there. So let's see. Sherry says, very clever, already submitted friend request, and then you can add to a private group. Yeah, absolutely. Angie says, hi, from Angie Nurberg, and she tagged herself in the post. That's a technique that you can use within posts. You can tag a person, either yourself or somebody else, and that gives a way for people to click and then go out and visit the other person's personal page. Roy says, audio recordings will be stored on the membership page in an MP3 format. Roy says, today's topic, social media prospecting. Roy says, social media mindset starts with knowing who you want to approach. Absolutely. See, knowing who you want to approach will tell you where to find them. Angie says, get clear on who you want to reach. Absolutely. Sherry Lucking says, customer groups. Yep, identify. I recommend at least start with one, but try to get to where you have 3 different customer groups that you're reaching, and each one could be different demographics. Sherry Lucking says, joint venture partners. Absolutely. Roy says, can include prospects and prospective JV partners. Sherry says, favorite sites, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Sherry says, Google people and type their name. Yeah, and here's another tip. If you're typing somebody's name into Google, you could also type in the social media network. So, for instance, if you type, if you go to Google and type in Rick Cooper Twitter, that will probably lead you to my Twitter page. You can also just go there directly by going to twitter.com/Rick Cooper. And I just noticed as of today, Twitter has made some changes to the site. So they do make some changes occasionally. They've changed the navigation just a little bit. It looks like just a kind of a facelift. It looks like the functions are basically still the same, but they've made a few slight tweaks there. In addition to that, they've changed the way that they number things now. They used to spell out the numbers of followers that you have, and now they're just putting a K at the end if there's 1,000. So, for instance, instead of saying 22,900 followers, they now have it from my page as 22.9K for 1,000. So I'm not sure if I like that as much, but I guess there's a reason they want to do it. Maybe they think it's easier to read the numbers that way, but that's out there now. By the way, one thing I should mention is that at the conclusion of this call, we're actually going to wrap up 5 minutes early. I'm going to be I'm going to be interviewed on a call today. Or on a radio show. It's the Power of Transformation radio show hosted by Mary Beth Ren and Ha Tran. And so that's going to be at 5 p.m. Pacific time. You can join me for that if you want to. In fact, I will share the link out in the Facebook group. And let me just drop it in down at the bottom here. You can also find the link out on my own personal Facebook page. All right, I just shared the link out there. And so that's the link to go and listen in and participate. Sherry says a couple things. Goal to develop relationships with individuals, right? Set goals, specific numbers of how many people you want. Like I didn't get a 22,000 followers by just, you know, randomly getting there. I set a goal and I implemented specific actions to get there. Sherry says, each person you connect with will lead you to the next contact is a great way to think about the process. Yeah, absolutely. And so here's another tip related to that. You can go out to somebody else's Facebook page and click to see their friends. And then take a look at who their friends are. And if you hover over their names, it should bring up like a little picture of them to show you a few details. And so I'll give you another little advanced tip. Instead of just clicking and going through to the person's page, you can do a right click on their name and then open in a new tab. The benefit of that is if you're systematically going through somebody's friends list, every time you click and go to the other person's page, then you have to start back over and backtrack to go to the other page. So that can be slow and time consuming. And of course, this is if you're using a computer. It's a little bit different if you're on a mobile device, for instance. Angie said, one person leads to the next. Build your network. Absolutely. Roy says, my social media prospect market is primarily small businesses and entrepreneurs who need writing and publishing services to help them create, publish, or promote content in written format or multimedia format. I also work with fiction authors and screenwriters who want to self-publish or create a proposal package for approaching agents, publishers, or producers. See, Roy is very specific in what services he provides to what markets. Great job, Roy. Roy says, good times to reach people in the morning. They're often still waking up. Midday can be better after hours in the evenings. Sherry says, midday and our evenings, good time to connect. Sherry says, remind people to talk to the group through your pinned post. Absolutely. Maybe that's a reminder to me. So as we're on this call, join me out in the Sales Technology Training Program group and post a message. Either share your takeaways or go out there and ask a question. And so as I go through, if I come across any questions, I will answer those. And the comments are continuing to grow, so great job. Roy says, how to approach people. Start by remembering that social media is social. Yes, absolutely. Social media is social. Find ways to network, connect, develop relationships, add value. Angie says LinkedIn can reach out by private message, right? Send an email message through LinkedIn, and that will actually reach them both through LinkedIn and also in their email inbox. One thing to note about sending messages like that, last summer, Gmail made a change to their mailing system, and instead of having one combined inbox now, they actually have three tabs. They have a primary tab, they have a social tab, and they have a promotion tab. What that meant is that anything coming from businesses might potentially now end up in the promotion folder, and it might be a while before people read it. And anything coming from a social network might end up in the social tab. So I noticed that I'm probably spending a lot less time responding to email messages coming from social networks than I used to, because it's now in these different tabs. So for you, don't forget to go out and check those different tabs if you're using Gmail. So make sure that you click on that social tab every once in a while and go through and see if there's anything important coming in. All right. Roy says, on LinkedIn, lead toward a phone call for more details. Keep it short. Yeah, you know, social media is only going to get you so far. You can't do all your prospecting through social media. What you need to do is use social media as a way to develop relationships. It's a way to get in front of people on a consistent basis. Like I'm looking at everybody in the group here, I can see your little thumbnail images. And by the way, one little tip for thumbnail images, make sure that your face is big enough in the thumbnail. Like I'm looking at Joy's picture is just about the perfect size. It's, you know, just kind of, I can see her head right in there and I can see her smile. Angie's is about the perfect size. A couple of you have kind of like a upper body shot. Like Roy has kind of an upper body shot where I can see kind of down to your mid chest. Greg's picture goes down even a little bit further. And so I can't really see your face. So you're missing an opportunity for people to get, you know, face recognition if your little thumbnail image, if people can't see your face on there. Sherry's got a picture of her with somebody else, maybe a husband. But I can't tell, and I can't unless I actually click through your page, I won't see that. So remember, a lot of people, they're only going to see your little thumbnail. They're not going to see your full picture. So I would optimize that. Greg says, do a sequential process on LinkedIn. Yeah, sequential marketing on really any of the social media sites, but LinkedIn probably in particular, because on LinkedIn you're reaching more of a business audience. So LinkedIn, you can reach CEOs of companies, you can reach executives, small business owners and others. The conversation on LinkedIn is more business oriented. Facebook, it tends to be more, I'll just say, superficial sometimes. There are places where people are discussing business, like in Facebook groups. But yeah, you want to be sequential. You want to follow up over time. Angie says use a simple tool to track touches. Exactly. So you could use your spreadsheet for that. You could use a CRM for that as well. Sherry says, simple tip, spreadsheet, name a person, FB link, other social media links, indicate when you contacted them, what is your step-by-step process. Good. Joyce says, thanks, Sherry. Sherry says, FB will even flag you if you like too many at once. Yeah, good point. You know, Facebook really, they don't like activity that seems like spam. So anything that you do, make sure that you are doing it and spacing it out over time. So I don't recommend that you just spend like 2 hours solid on Facebook at a time. In fact, I recommend that you block time to work on social media in 15-minute chunks. And, you know, for a lot of people, their experience is accessing social media through a mobile device. And so people are like on it all day long. They're a minute here, 2 minutes here, 5 minutes there. And I think if you're going to use, your computer or a laptop device or even a tablet, you want to be out there for a little while, but have a plan of action of the things that you want to do. You want to have a step-by-step process of what activities to do. And obviously from a prospecting standpoint, part of that needs to be reaching out and sending people private messages. Sherry says, build common ground, build trust and rapport, talk to them about something they're doing, reference their ideas and conversations instead of you. Absolutely. That's going to get more of their attention if you're talking about them. You want to develop that relationship over time and then lead eventually to a point where you can reach out, make a connection, and have a conversation and then talk about your business. And then ultimately, of course, you're talking about their needs as well. In fact, you can follow Eric Laufholm's Sales Mountain process in terms of a great strategy for being able to build your business from a sales standpoint. Sherry says, 7 points of contact, build a relationship. Sherry says, like button is a touch. Yeah, absolutely. One thing to think about the like button is every time you like something, oftentimes that sends people a notification. They're getting notified of that somehow, or they're going out and seeing who liked a particular post. Sherry says, every time you comment is a touch. Roy says, touches take time. Sherry says, be systematic. Sherry says, set a goal to send 5 to 10 private messages per day and try to do that consistently too. Sherry says, be consistent and work with the willing. Yes. Sometimes you might feel like beating your head against the wall. Maybe just try back after 30 days. Maybe people are just at a busy point in their life. Sometimes people kind of step back from social media for a while and then they come back and re-engage. Sherry says, have an action plan for prospecting activities. Activity-driven, absolutely. Roy says, define a prospecting goal and a baseline to guide your activity. Let's see here. And if you haven't had an opportunity, by the way, to go out and post in the group, then I encourage you to do that. You can find the link in the email message that I sent out. Click on that, and that will take you out to the group. If you have a question, you can ask your question within the Facebook group. Again, if you haven't had an opportunity to, or if you can't get into the group for whatever reason, make sure that you add me as a friend first, and then I can go and add you into the group. All right, Sherry says, drive from an activity standpoint. How many are you going to reach every day, and how will you? Definitely. Sherry says, use birthdays as a way to connect with people on Facebook. Very good. And she says, opportunity to touch. And also, events list page lets you know what has happened, whose birthday, et cetera. Add information to your spreadsheet so you can develop personal relationships. Again, yeah, be systematic about your social media prospecting activities. Roy says, integrate social media with other activities for time management. Definitely. Sherry says, how can you integrate social media into your regular daily activity? Let me just scroll down and make sure that I'm not missing any other posts here. Hang on just a second. I know sometimes people post on different parts of the page. The easiest way for you to communicate is by looking for the pinned post, which is the post at the very top of the page. And you'll see a big red image where it says Sales Technology Training Program Call. Please share your biggest takeaways. I do see Joy posted elsewhere on the page. She said, luxury, active, and adventure travelers, 40-plus, 100,000-plus income per year. Good. And then Sherry says, come over to the pin post found just above your post. Very good. And let's see if there's anything else. Yep, I see a couple of posts elsewhere. Janice says, hello, everyone, and says, my ideal clients will be people interested in practicing preventive health care by drinking clean, healthy, ionized alkaline water. Very good. And again, Janice, if you want to post on the pinned post at the top of the page, that would be great. Tony says, we want to expand our dental client base with a concentration on orthodontist. Very good. Having a very specific goal there in terms of who you want to reach. Great job, Tony. Okay, let me go ahead and go back to the main post. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to ask those. Each of these calls gives you an opportunity to get training and or to get both training as well as mentoring. And so by asking questions, it uncovers opportunities for me to answer questions that you have and get clarity in your mind about how to implement the ideas that I'm sharing with you. Sherry says, customer relationship management system or CRM, set up one. Yeah, if you don't have a CRM. And by the way, let me just I'll talk about CRMs for a moment. A CRM may or may not be different than an email marketing system. So you might have a system like Constant Contact or iContact or AWeber that you use for email marketing. And for the most part, that's not really a CRM. A CRM really is where you can gather additional information about your customers. It's designed for business owners who want to track their different types of activities as they prospect for business, so they have a history of information they can refer back to later. Do you have a great memory? Do you have an ironclad memory? Can you remember every conversation that you ever had with a person? Well, most people cannot. And many people benefit from using a CRM to gather that information together. And then before you pick up the phone and make a call, you can go back and review your contact history, your notes, to see what conversations you've had previously. That way you can look brilliant instead of looking like an oaf. So, you know, if somebody tells you they had a birthday coming up or somebody was having a surgery and you call back and you don't reference that information, they may not remember that they told you that. But if you do remember it and you ask about it, then you look like a genius. So CRMs can help you with that. Sherry says, maybe Rick will spell out the free one he recommends. Z-O-H-O. Zoho, Zoho.com. And Zoho has different services out there, so you'll want to look for Zoho CRM. So just go to Google and type in Zoho space CRM, and that should take you directly to that particular tool. Roy Rasmussen says, cross-channel communication, mixing your social media communication with email and phone communication. I think you copied and pasted that right out of the notes, Roy. You got it exactly right. Sherry said, worried about sharing too much information. Birthday information is often a piece of information used for security. Bit concerning to share this information. What do you think about making up a birthday for Facebook? Good question. Number one, I don't recommend that you use year in your birthday. I think Facebook gives you the option of using both. So, like my birthday is May 3rd, but I wouldn't necessarily tell you what year that I was born. And so I think that would be a consideration from a security standpoint. But, yeah, some people do that. Some people pick a different day for their birthday, and that's okay. It kind of depends on whether you're using it mostly for business or personal or what. Sherry says, I prefer private messaging. Yeah, absolutely. It gives you a lot of great capabilities to just send people messages and communicate with them individually. So, you know, have a plan every single day. If your goal is to send 10 private messages, get it done. You know, if midday is going to be the best time, maybe it's 10 by noon. You know, send your 10 private messages by noon. Real Cook said, thank you for the ad, Rick. Looking forward to the training. Awesome. Thanks for being here. Joy shared her information out on the main post as well regarding your ideal clients. Thanks for sharing it there. Sherry says, identify three different customer groups. Yes. Real Cook says, had someone wish me a happy birthday, and right in the post was a sales message. Major turn off. Have never met this person. Get to know the person before you try and make out with them. I like that. Any thoughts? Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, it's I guess that would be referred to as a faux pas, which is basically making a social mistake. So, you know, think of social media more like a networking event. They say when you go to networking events that you shouldn't be just, you know, talking about your business. You should really be having conversations, learning about people. Think about it more from their standpoint. Like, how can I help this person? You want to have that kind of approach on social media. There may be times to promote your business, but, yeah, adding your business message in the middle of a happy birthday message is absolutely wrong, and it's just going to repel people. So thanks for sharing that example. That's a perfect example of how not to do social media prospecting. Sherry says, cool idea, Google people and reference their social media affiliation. Absolutely. Angie says, some new Twitter changes recently. Yeah, go out to the site if you haven't been there recently, out to the twitter.com and check it out. Add me or follow me on Twitter by going to twitter.com/Rick Cooper. We're going to wrap up in about 2 minutes here because I have to jump on a radio show at the top of the hour, and I shared the link out in the Facebook group. It's on the pinned post, so scroll down. You can click on that and then tune in to listen to me as a guest on the Power of Transformation radio show with Mary Beth Rim and Ha Tran. Let's see here. Sherry says, agreed, Real Cook. Don't want to be perceived as a slimy salesperson. Roy says, Rick's getting interviewed by Mary Beth and Ha at the top of the hour. Awesome. Angie says, if you look at someone's friend list, you can right-click and open in a new tab. And that also brings up another thought here, another big idea around social media marketing on Facebook in particular, and also for Twitter. On Twitter and Facebook, you can actually create friend lists. You can have lists of people. So you can create a Facebook list for friends. And what I would suggest is create a list for your prospects. Now, don't call the list prospects, for instance. So come up with some other kind of name, because oftentimes when you share that, it'll show on Facebook who you're sharing the list with. So just note that. And so maybe you call it VIP or something like that, you know, whatever it is. But you create a name for it and then put your top prospects on there. And then you can click on that list. And you can view all the posts from people on that list. So I have probably 50 different lists on Facebook. That's probably too many. I would recommend you create about 5 to 10. Keep it small because the more lists you have, the more lists you have to add people to. And each person that you add, you know, to a list, it starts to get overwhelming and redundant. So I would my recommendation for you would be to keep it small. And that gives you a way to just get an insight into just your prospects and be contacting and connecting with them. Sherry says, yes, it is amazing how much information you can learn about someone without even being a friend. A bit scary, certainly for kids that have no clue what they're doing and realizing that whatever you post out there is there forever. Sherry says, Roy, love how specific you are in identifying your target. Okay. Well, I see more posts out there, but we're going to wrap up the call now because I need to jump on a radio show. Join me back next week. The calls are on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Watch for the notes for next week's call. Make sure you write down the phone number. The phone number and the code are the same each week. Put it in your calendar, schedule it as a recurring event, and come back and join me on these calls. I'll have the recording for the call posted within the next 2 to 3 business days. You'll be able to go out there. I'll send you a reminder email this week with the link again so you can go out and listen to it. So thanks for joining me on the call today. I look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great week, and God bless.